William, the whole one-day squad's now together and all in one-day action. How's everyone doing after the 2020 series?
Yeah, it was a good experience. There's quite a few coming into the squad. There's five of us that have been here and training for a week, and that helps freshen things up from that side. And as you said, it's obviously Afghanistan, tough team in T20 cricket, but we're together and fresh for the one-day series now, looking forward to it.
You had a bit of an unusual vantage point for yourself, being able to watch the 2020s from the bench, and what was your assessment of the performances in the last three games from the sidelines?
I've played a lot of good cricket throughout various days in the game. As I said, Afghanistan's strong T20 side, a couple of good matchmaking performances from a couple of their lads in individual games, which was about in T20 cricket. And if individuals come off like that, it can be hard to stop and they get a bit of momentum. But as I said, the lads played some good cricket throughout various stages, and it was good to sit down and just chat with 40 from the sidelines.
So there's a few new faces in the ODI squad, and after a successful tour of Sri Lanka for the Wolves, and how important is it that the likes of McCullum and Cameron Dow and Tucker are now putting their hands up for selection in this senior team?
Yeah, it's great. Like, I think one of the biggest things you're crying out for is more games of cricket in general. I think the Wolves programme is massive. I think that's required, especially over the next 18 months. It's massive for Irish cricket that there's a Wolves programme in place with not just a high standard of cricket but a high volume of it as well, because it's what the lads need. I think the gap, as we've seen over the last few years, between domestic cricket and international cricket is there, but we need to bridge that, and the Wolves programme is a massive way of doing that, and lads that go well on it and put their hand up will get opportunities over the next while.
So we've got four spinners in the squad, maybe five if you count Sterlo as well. Do you see spin playing a bigger part in the ODI series than it did in 2020?
Yeah, look, I think as the games go on, we're playing nine games across the same block. They've cut the pitches for even the test match and things already, so I think it's going to be quite dry. But also in these conditions, our seamers have played a big part for us. We beat them in Sharjah, and our seamers were taking 8-9 wickets in the game, so look, I think that you can't rule those out, but I think that having those spin options on your side is a good thing.
And what's the message been in the squad from yourself and 40 heading into these ODI games?
It's just obviously coming from a lot of T20 cricket, you just got to realise how long 50 overs can be again. As much as you've got to focus on the opposition, you've got to look at what you do well, just individually and collectively as well. It's no secret anytime we're beating Afghanistan, when we play their spin well and they get their spin, then we're successful. And if we can do that over the next five games, then we'll be successful at the end of the series as well.
And finally, we've got the second test match we've ever had coming up after the ODI series. Is there already one eye on that, or is it a little bit focused on the ODIs first and then deal with the test afterwards?
When you say a little eye on it, there is, in terms of, we know there's a test match coming up, but in terms of what we do throughout the ODI series, it's just purely and simply about winning that series. If we win that series, then we'll focus on the test match, but we won't be taking a look at that until the series is done.
Perfect, thank you very much.